without some players. Got some players banged up here today as well in the second game. But I know it was a disappointing second game, but your first game, you had to be pretty happy about how you guys came out and attacked and in the end held on for the win.
You know, that was one of our goals. We talked about on Monday about coming out, because we've been struggling with that first game this season. And one of the things they wanted to work on was doing a better first game and coming out from the very, very, very beginning. And they definitely showed that, especially with Crystal's good hit and Bailey's home run. And, I mean, we just hit from very beginning all the way to the end. And, you know, with our number one pitcher being out, you know, we kind of struggled a little bit at the mound. And I kind of got – that's the only reason why they started coming back at the end. They weren't even swinging at anything. And, you know, I have to applaud Bailey and Lindy for stepping up to play, because I know that's not where they – or step up to the mound, because I know that's not where they want to play. But, you know, they're competitors, and they hate to lose, and they're going to do whatever I ask of them. Came out with a win with the first game. And second game, we just couldn't hit the ball, and kind of made a few mental errors. Even when we did hit the ball, we kind of made a few mental errors on base. And, you know, biggest thing that I've been talking about this whole week with our number one pitcher being out is we need to really do really well at defense and batting. And I feel like we did that with our first game, but we kind of forgot to do that in the second game.
Yeah, going back to the first game, you had two players with four hits. Karen Hermosillo, that nine hole. It's something with your magical nine hole last couple years for your team there, and a senior as well. She had four singles in that first game, but how about Macy Price hitting for the cycle, and she saved the single for the last hit of that in that first game.
I don't think I've ever had a player actually hit the full cycle before, and I told her that actually, and she's like, really? She's like, what does that even mean? I said, well, it means you hit a single, a double, a triple, and a home run. She's like, oh, wow. She's like, well, I've never even hit a home run before. And I said, well, you hit it, and you hit it really well. That thing was gone. You know, and Karen, you know, Karen has really come – she has come a long ways. You know, that was actually one of the things that she struggled with last year as a junior. And, you know, she didn't feel comfortable with varsity pitching or varsity hitting, and that's one of the biggest reasons why she didn't. I wanted her to play varsity last year, but she didn't feel comfortable with it. And you know, she's really got a little grit this year and is determined not to strike out. And you know, I've been really proud of her, of the way she's hitting. And I mean, I'm not asking my kids to hit home runs, I just want to hit singles. I mean, that's really all you need. You need four singles to score. So you know, for those girls stepping up, it's doing pretty good. And you know, it's just the middle of the season right now, so hopefully, you know, tomorrow and next week we'll get the bats going all the way from game one all the way into game two.
Absolutely, and you got some improvement as well along the way here. I think Gabby Martinez really stepped up, and she's starting to settle down, and you've continued to see consistency across the board as well from Lindy Rumford, your couple freshmen that come in and play.
Yeah, I think, you know, Gabby did really well at the plate today. She got some really hard hits in the 5-6 hole, and you know, she's just a freshman right now, and I, you know, I feel like in the future, in the next 2-3 years, she'll be, you know, hitting out towards the fences. She's got a good natural swing already, and you know, she just a little, sometimes she might be a little ahead of it, a little bit behind it, so she hasn't kind of figured out timing just yet for connecting with the legs and hands and everything together. You know, Lindy's just a good ball player, and you know, today I think she kind of struggled a little bit with a mental game today, and that's totally expected as a freshman. So, I mean, she did well for, you know, what the position she's been put in this week. So I'm proud of them both.
You step out of league for the next four games, hopefully weather permitting tomorrow at Stanton Canyon home. And both of them are at home. Nice to be back at the friendly confines finally again. And then Tuesday at home against Lakin.
Yeah, it's going to be nice to stay home and stay off the bus for a little bit. So, and I think the girls are excited to play at home too. So we'll see how we do. Hopefully Caitlin will be back next week or bring us back all the way to where we need to be.
All right, it's Coach Aaron Myers here, and I'll let you go get on the bus to make the very short journey home today. Splitting doubleheader Scott City and here Holcomb. Thanks again, Coach, for joining me here, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Adam.